Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I've got Martita with me again today.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you know, yesterday, Martita, we talked about strength, and I want to keep in that pattern, but I want to kind of take it in a couple of different directions. But we just want to welcome each of you to the program before we do that, because we are going to try to strengthen you today. The
yes.
goal is that you would receive strength from the Lord, that you would receive wisdom on how to walk in strength and how to, you know, add more strength to your spiritual life through mm-hmm. your physical life and your emotional life. And that kind of keys in on where we're heading today with the topic of strength. Martita, why don't you tell us, you brought this one to the table. Tell everybody what you're thinking about as far as the area of strength goes and how you want to apply it to your life.
Yes. When you first approached me about strength, I thought, okay, Lord. And I thought, most people look at it physically. They don't think about the spiritual and the soul part of it. But we have a mental strength, emotional strength, and will strength that we need above the physical strength. And spiritually, we need to grow.
Sure.
So to me, this meant to grow in our strength and each part of our, because we are spirit, soul, and body. And we have to understand that whatever happens in each part of those will affect the others.
Absolutely. That's
so,
so good. I'm so glad you brought this.
It is so important, because people don't realize whatever affects me mentally is going to affect my will, my emotions. It's going to affect my spiritual growth or where I am spiritually. And my physical body will end up with it. And in other words, if you are all stressed out and in anxiety, with time, you get stomach issues, your body aches. Let me give you an example. Years ago,
okay.
When you have pain all over,
chronic.
Yeah, it was
fatigue.
Fibromyalgia, I think it's something.
Fibromyalgia.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So I had that. And I don't have it anymore.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
No place.
I went for help and I started learning about it, and I was holding in me so much pain and trauma from issues
earlier
in my
life.
Yes, and things that had happened and stress that I kept holding. I was the type that I was always smiling and happy, and I held everything inside, and that my body was carrying it. Once I was able to understand that and get rid of all that garbage that was in me, as I prayed and I broke things out of me, pain started to disappear.
Sure.
It wasn't like somebody lay hands on me, because I had people lay hands on me, pain disappeared.
Right.
But the root was not dealt with.
Yeah, right.
How can I pray for somebody for the pain to disappear if your arm is broken? I need that arm to be healed.
Right.
And then the pain will disappear. Exactly. So we need to get to the root.
Sure.
And that's what I was doing. And as I got into the root, things disappeared. And
yeah.
That's what I want to get into.
Well, I love that, because you're actually approaching the idea of strength from the core of our being. We're
yes.
a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body, you know, but every aspect of who we are is affected in our ability to be drained of strength or to increase in strength is not just relying on our physical ability to go to the gym and work out.
Exactly.
I think some people are like, I need to get in better shape so I can feel better. Well, you can go get in physical strength and not deal with some of your emotional weaknesses and never get the strength emotionally that you were looking for by going, and you can be buff in your body and still weak in your soul.
Right. And
so
let's start with
I love this.
The
this
spirit.
This is really a good
the
idea.
The moment we build our spirit, and it starts when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So that's the first step. The moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, all sin is gone out of it. Your spirit is made new. You are a totally new creation.
Yeah.
That's the first step. Then we need to get our soul and our physical to come into the program. Okay. So right. that takes some time. And that's what we want to start building. Now your spirit is in strength and there. It started to build. We build it by reading the word, spending time with other believers, growing Absolutely. In the word. That is how you develop your spirit.
Sure.
Okay. Because it's a new spirit. It's hungry for the word and we need to fill it.
Absolutely.
That isn't the first step. Then we have to renew our mind in a daily basis. So our brain starts switching the way it thinks. And then we start building it. It's a muscle. And then when you start building that muscle and growing it in the right direction, and that gets stronger. Our emotions are the same way. We need to seek in there and find out what we have in there. We need to deal with it
Sure.
instead of just shoving it under the carpet. Get healing for it so our emotions can start healing and then we get stronger. So you see how each one
absolutely
needs
that is so amazing
to be work on.
I think a lot of people's issues in life are from a lack of being able to harness their emotions, lack of being able to spiritually strengthen themselves or even physically strengthen themselves. You know, you get into what I would call a tailspin, you know, where you end up falling into something or a situation or a circumstance or something maybe happened to you or you've been afflicted with a sickness or maybe addiction has grabbed a hold of you
yeah.
physically and emotionally. And I think that we've got to be able to look at the Word of God and look at Scripture and actually be able to pull ourselves out of that with the Lord's help, obviously.
Yes.
You know, nobody's... I don't think you can really do these things by yourself. I've got a long list of things that God has delivered me from, and I don't want to take credit for any of them, you know, because it was all Him through me helping me to obtain those victories and to receive strength in those areas of my life. But in the moment that I'm at now, I'm not weak in some of the areas I was weak in when I first gave my life to Christ, but God's always coming for another area.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
always after another piece of my heart. He's always after for me to do something else physically and emotionally and spiritually to gain more strength in Him and be the man that God's called me to be.
Amen. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening to me to include teenagers and children and young adults in this. We, a lot of times, ignore the children. But these children, if let's be real, 50% of marriages are broken.
Right.
That's trauma on the children.
It is.
Then you go to school and you have the pressure of
peer pressure.
Yes. Oh, you don't wear the clothes like I wear. And I mean, there's a lot of pressure
That's
out
brutal.
There. And there's the bullies out there that are happening. And we need to understand these children are going through it too.
Yeah.
We need to get healing and we need to pay attention to them and help them go through it too.
Absolutely.
So we need to have mercy and go in there. But there are certain things. I want to start with this. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. When we open the door to fear, and it's so easy now because look at the government. It starts at the top. When COVID happened, they scared everybody into, you got to get the shot. You can't do this. You can't do that. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
Fear takes over, we stop thinking straight. And then spirits can get attached to you because we're opening the door. But the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
He gave us a spirit of power, which is strength, and of love and a sound mind. Here He's, look at it, it's physically, emotionally, and mentally. He's touching every single one of it.
That's so good.
And if we really pay attention, it's looking at
you
the
can
details.
See it.
Yes, look at the details. God is there for us. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about that for a second, that His strength is made perfect in our weakness, okay?
Exactly.
So what God is saying in this scripture is that, you know, He already knows you're going to have weakness.
Yes.
And He's already made a provision for that weakness in Christ in your life, and He will become your strength, okay? So when you're weak, He is actually able to show Himself stronger. And I think so many times we feel like we have to, Martita,
exactly.
be strong. I've got to suck it up. I've got to make things happen. And I have to do all these things when really God's saying, no, just trust in me and let me show you how to walk out of these situations. And I can't tell you how many times in my own life personally I've made my own way and exhausted myself physically and emotionally and spiritually, fallen short because I didn't trust God and I did it in my own strength and I tried to walk it out on my own, and it left me with a void. I think God is waiting for us to invite him into our situations and our circumstances, for us to humble ourselves before God and just go, God, I need you.
Yes.
I can't do this on my own. You see, a lot of people, you're out there and the world is gobbling you up because you're trying to do it on your own. You're trying to do it in your own strength. Just allow the Lord to,
to come that's in a key.
And help you.
And sometimes it's not even that we don't trust the Lord. Sometimes we trust the Lord, but the thing is, we want to do it on our own. We don't even think about it.
Yeah.
We automatically, oh, this is a problem. I'm a solver. I go and I start doing everything and I fight for it and I'm struggling through it. And when we're totally exhausted and finally we give up, that's when we go, Lord, I need help. And he goes, finally.
Yeah, right.
See, he wants to do things with us. And he wants us to include him in it. And if I had asked in the beginning of it all, he would have given me the answer. You know, sometimes I work on something so hard and finally go, Lord, I need help. Would you show me this? And instantly the answer comes and it's like, why didn't I ask you 3 days ago?
Exactly.
Before I get this frustrated and wasted all this energy when all I had to do was say, Lord, show me the way. And that is so important.
Yeah. Look at Isaiah 12:2. It says, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. You know, the Lord himself is my strength and my defense, and he has become my salvation.
Amen.
You know, let's talk about the strength that comes through salvation for a minute, you know, because knowing that you are God's and that God is in your life, I think can be a great way to have strength to endure some of the things that come into our lives and into our situations. We need to know that we've been set in God's hands, that he is ours.
Exactly. And let's add, I want to make sure that you understand, salvation is not only I have eternal life in heaven with
right.
the Lord. That alone is amazing.
It is.
But salvation means that he's going to walk with you every day of your life here on earth.
Yeah.
Okay, he talks to you, he listens to you, he wants to celebrate with you, he wants to cry with you, he wants to hold your hand when you're in need, when you're hurting, he wants to give you an embrace and you can cry on his shoulder. Salvation means everything. It's not just when I'm in heaven. We need healing here. We need the peace here. When I go to heaven, I won't need salvation. I won't need peace. I won't need healing.
Sure.
It's all with Jesus up there. I need it now. And when he sits in here, I'm your strength. When you need healing, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's now. When he says, I leave my peace, peace that the world doesn't understand. Okay.
Right.
That is an amazing peace that you can walk on no matter the situation. He's going to walk through it with you. He will give you the strength, the peace that you need, the wisdom that you need. Right. He will bring the people next to you that you need. He is there every day, every moment of your life. And I just want to make sure that we understand that.
Yeah, I see a real key, you know, as we're looking through scriptures in Isaiah. You know, we just said Isaiah 12:2, surely God is my salvation and I will trust and not be afraid. You know, I was looking down here at Isaiah 40, 29 through 31, and it says, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Okay, they will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Okay, so I'm seeing a key here in the word trust, and those who trust in the Lord. So are you trusting in the Lord today? In your weaknesses and in your inabilities.
And trials.
Yeah.
Because it's saying here, trials are going to come. Okay, even the younger people that have more energy than we do as we get older, they're going to be exhausted. So the trials are going to come. We're going to face them. But he says, are we trusting in the Lord? If we trust in the Lord, we will find new strength. That's the key, is again, leaning on the Lord, trusting in the Lord, getting closer to him, fellowshipping with him.
Yeah.
And then we need to read the word. So we, if you don't read the word, you wouldn't know none of this. But when we read the word and he tells us, I'm there for you. I'm your strength. Trust in me. And he teaches us how to live life. That's what makes the difference. We really need to know Jesus.
Right. The real Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
Not don't the know. Idea of Jesus.
Exactly. So it's not just knowing about him. It's to personally know him. Like one
I'm
thing.
I'm still working on that in my own life.
Oh, every day. But we can read the Bible and not know the author.
Absolutely.
Or we can read the Bible, and now it's like if I read a book, if I write a book right now and I hand it to you, and you're going to read that, but you go, man, I know Martita. So now I'm reading this in a different way. I know the author. So when we know the author of the Bible, that Bible comes to life. It's real.
Absolutely.
It's life.
I love that.
It's spirit. It's powerful. It transforms our lives, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, as I look at Isaiah 41:10, it says, don't be afraid, for I am with you.
Amen.
You know, don't be discouraged, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. That says, I know you, God. He's holding us up with his hand. He's like, I've got you. I'm with you. We're doing this together.
Exactly.
And that's where the strength in life comes from that personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus himself, saying he's going to hold me up. He is going to, you know, be with me. Don't be discouraged if you're out there today. And don't be afraid of what life is throwing at you, because I'm here today to tell you, life will throw some crazy stuff at you guys.
Yes, it does.
Okay, but if you have Jesus, you have all that you need. If you don't have Jesus, you need Jesus in your life, because he will be there in those moments, and he will be the strength that you know you need and don't have on your own.
Yeah, he is the best thing. I want to read John 16:13. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, we'll have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world.
Amazing.
It's backing up exactly what we're saying. Here's what Isaiah is telling you. Trials are coming. I'm here with you. And then in John, in the New Testament, he reaffirms them himself and says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me.
So here's a key that I want to share with everybody out there for finding your strength, okay? And listen, it's found in Mark 12, verse 30. It says, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, and all of your what?
Strength.
Strength. You see, all God's looking for is for you to take whatever strength you have, right? And love him with it. Trust him with it. And let all of your soul and your mind, you were talking about this body strength, you know, your soul, your mind, all of that, focusing in on loving the Lord. And he brings the strength.
That's right.
That you don't have, the supernatural, never-ending, overpowering, victory over the devil strength that you need to come out of whatever it is you're dealing with in your life right now. He brings that in with that simple, all I got to do is love him.
Yes.
With my strength. And then he gives me his strength to overcome the world.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It is beyond. I mean, look at the trade-off. It's like saying, I'm giving you a penny and you're giving me $1 million.
Right.
Okay. That's what the Lord is saying.
Turning your penny into $1 million.
Yes.
I love that.
And it's just, he is so good. I'm going to read Psalms. I just love to read the word because it's so powerful. Psalm 18:1-2. I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
You are my strength.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Amazing. Oh my gosh. That's how we need to live.
Yes.
Salvation. That is salvation. He provides all that for us. And
you
it's
know,
a gift.
I think about that. Yeah, it's like, you're my rock. Okay? The Bible says, don't build your house on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Build your house on the rock where you're going to be able to stand against the wind and the waves and the things of this life that are going to come against you. We need that. That's where the strength is. The strength is on the rock.
Yes.
It's building your foundation of your life on Jesus himself. And then when everything else comes against you in the world, yeah, you may lose a shingle. You might have your, you know, gutters blow off, but your house is still going to be there at the end of the day. In the midst of all of that storm and life situation, you know, God is still going to be the foundation of your life, and he will help you to rebuild. He'll help you to be strengthened in all of that so that you can walk your life out in power.
Yes. I got a short minute I want to share, if I have time, to make it practical. When I was having my child and I was going through the labor pains and I was going crazy because it was just, you lose it. All I needed when the contraction came, I will grab my husband's hand and I will draw strength from him in the peace that I needed.
Right.
That's what that's the way to do with Jesus. You know.
I always wondered what happened to Jeff's hand.
It was sore.
Oh, I can imagine.
But you know, it's the truth. It's the way you draw from it. And that's what I needed. And he was there for me.
Sure.
He was solid. He was my rock. He stood by my side the whole time while I was going through it. So what I'm saying is we are going to trials, but the Lord Jesus is going to walk through it with you. He's going to hold your hand and give you the strength that you need, because we need that. We need that rock. And Jesus is your rock.
That's right.
Don't let go of his hand.
That's so good. That's so good. So guys, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk just a little bit more about strength in Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. Hey everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here. Just wanted to take a moment and invite you to a heaven on earth encounter with Melody Miles on October the 22nd. It's going to be Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Don't miss this. Diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer diagnosis and given only months to live, Melody has a supernatural encounter with Jesus in heaven where she was healed and given a message for the bride of Christ. So join us Sunday, October the 22nd at 6:30 p.m. and be encountered by heaven. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the program. This is Kevin. I'm just so excited that you joined us today, and we've been talking about strength. Me and Martita here have been just breaking it down for you, hopefully, and helping you to be encouraged and to see the light of the truth of the Word, that God is really our strength. He's the foundation of our life, and it's through Him that we're going to have victory. It's not through our own abilities, but it's through His abilities that Amen. We can actually see the victory in our own lives. So we're just believing for that to transpire in your life. And Martita, I know you like to read the Word over everybody.
Yes,
and
I do.
You like to confess and speak the life-giving words of God. So why don't you say a little prayer over everybody here as we wrap up the program today.
I am reading this out of the Word straight for you because the Word is power, and this is the Lord speaking over you. I pray that from this His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you, the inner strength, through His Spirit. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Lord, be gracious to everyone listening. They long for You. Be their strength every morning and every night, and their salvation in the time of distress. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take.
That is powerful. Guys, we are believing right now here at the program for you to be built up and given strength from the Lord. I know some of you are in some situations right now, and we are believing that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Yes.
We are believing that God is your provider, and He will provide all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and that you can walk through this life knowing that no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Amen.
Because He is your shield, He is your protector, and He is your strength. So we are believing once again that you will have all that God has for you in your life as we go forward through this day and the days to come. We are believing that you will begin to rediscover the strength of the Lord through His Word, through prayer.
And relationship.
One-on-one relationship.
Yes.
With the real Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Cry out to Him, call out His name, and He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.